I want you to get together.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Tips for Truthers. It's a revised edition. This is an old series I started in 2023, and there's about 20 random tips on there, kind of best practice for the truthers, things to look out for and to watch and correct themselves from doing in order to not complete and totally nuke your entire relationships with friends and families in the process of learning the truth. I've kind of given you the first two tips, which was be careful who you tell, and you can't save everybody. And naturally, doing this again, it's funny because I'm getting kind of the same responses and comments I got the first time I did this. And for some reason, people think I'm some kind of shill for doing this. Like, in some way, me doing this makes me a really bad person and obviously working for the enemy. It's like, what, trying to tell people just how to have a good life while being a truther? It makes me a bad person. And I think people, again, are getting very confused with what I'm trying to do here. Because I'm saying things like, you know, don't tell everybody that you know this stuff. And they're like, no, I'm going to scream it from the rooftops. And you telling me not to tell people makes you corrupt. And obviously you're an agent out there to squash the truth. And it's kind of like, no, you just be selective with who you're going to tell, because not everybody's your friend. And some people out there will hate you for saying these things and make your life a living hell. And it might be a headache worth avoiding. Why not tell the people who you know may be receptive to hearing these things instead, rather than the person who's obviously going to destroy your life and tell your boss about all this stuff? You know, you need to be careful. Basic advice, you know. And as for the you can't save everyone, now, people, again, I tried to explain in the last episode, always apply this biblical Christian angle to everything I'm saying, which is fair enough, because I'm a Christian myself and a YouTube channel based on Christian understandings of conspiracy. But that piece of advice that you can't save everybody is not specifically about the Christian version of being saved by accepting the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross. What I'm talking about is not everybody's going to want to know this stuff or is interested in knowing this information about the conspiracy angle, never mind the godly angle. And when I say you can't save everybody, it needs to be clear that what I really mean is some people haven't chosen yet to want to know. And until they make that choice for themselves and take that step, that decision to learning the truth consciously within themselves personally, anything you say to them is not going to go in. It's going to fall on deaf ears. So that's, you have to be prepared for that sad truth of the reality of the situation, that the only reason you know all this stuff is because you chose to know. If they haven't chosen, they'll never listen to you. And that was the second piece of advice. Now, the third piece of advice is be careful. Sorry, no. What is it? Take a break. That's what it is. I'm getting jumbled up here. But yeah, take a break. And this is a basic piece of advice that I'm going to kind of breeze over quite quickly, because I went on for a good 15 minutes in the original episode about this and told a little anecdote of kind of how I was forced to take a break. And I want to quickly get past this, because I want to add another tip into this as well today, which I think might be a good one to kind of discuss. But just as a quick side note, you know, maybe this doesn't warrant an entire episode, but it's take breaks. Okay, and it's okay to take a break from your research every now and then. I'm not saying give up and move on and stop looking into these things, but it's kind of, I listened back to my old video and the points I made, and it's summarized basically like this. If you do this for too long, you can get kind of too deep into the waters of conspiracy, and it can be a while since you've surfaced and took a breath. And you know, you know, an ocean, the weirdest creatures are right at the bottom in the deep, dark depths. They end up looking really funky and creepy and weird with sharp fangs and odd little appendages, you know, and that kind of thing. That's kind of what happens to us. The longer and the deeper you're down in those depths for, the weirder you kind of become. And unfortunately, that makes you less appealing to those who don't know the truth to want to know the truth. Because they look at you and go, whoa, what the hell happened to that guy? Because you look disheveled and like you haven't seen sunlight in months, you know? you're all hunched over and maybe like a bit unkempt, because it's kind of like you've just been learning so much nightmare fuel about the reality of the world that you've kind of just lost it, you know? And it may be the case that maybe you've been doing this for too long. Maybe you should just go and take a break for a little bit and touch some grass, as it's known, you know. Go out there and have a walk in a forest and take some breaths. Go and look at nature for a little bit, you know. Go watch the sea, the seashore, you know. Go watch the waves crash on the seashore or something. Or go and watch a butterfly get some nectar from a flower. I'm just saying, go and connect to the world again. And it can work wonders for you while doing this research, because it is easy to lose perspective when you've kind of been locked in for so long, just researching, and you end up like becoming detached from like normal day-to-day functional life, and you can end up making enemies of a lot of people because you're kind of like, they don't know what I know, you know, and I can't trust anybody. And you can get a bit hyper paranoia can kind of kick in as well. And you do have to be careful to not kind of fall into that, because you need to be presentable. And I've kind of said this many times, it's like you are an ambassador for the truth at the end of the day. If you know this information, you want to help other people, then you need to be somebody that people can look to and go, well, he seems all right, and he's learned this stuff. Maybe he knows a thing or two. I'll ask him about it, you know. If you look pale, hunched over, sickly, and wide-eyed and weird, because you've kind of been cooped up for so long and still processing things, and you're jabbering like a maniac, it's kind of, they're going to look at you and go, yeah, I want nothing to do with that guy or the information he's come upon. I don't want to end up like him. So this is why I say it again. Take a break. Okay, maybe you've just learnt the truth and you've kind of fell into the rabbit holes and you've been getting deeper into the Warrens ever since. And it's been like a year or something. You woke up maybe last year. It's quite, you're quite new. Usually this is for the new people, you know. Maybe it's time to just pop your head up above ground a little bit and go to the shop. Go and do something normal. Go and hang out with your friends and just don't talk about these things. And forget, just try and forget about it for a little bit. Because it's those moments, those breaks in between that help you process the information, really. And internalize it, utilize it, find the best ways to process the knowledge in a way that's useful for you, all that kind of stuff. It happens in the breaks in between. It's like when you're learning to do a new trick or something, or you're learning something difficult. I remember when I was trying to learn how to do a kickflip on a skateboard, okay? It took me a long time. And I would spend 2 hours failing over and over and over and over again, doing this kickflip, falling over and just not getting the flick right at the end of the foot, you know what I mean? This type of stuff. And I get frustrated and angry and I give up. And then I take a break. And then 2 days later, I try again and I do it straight away. First go. And it's because that break allowed my brain to process the practice session, shall we say, to integrate what went right, what went wrong, what needs to be calibrated, shall we say. And then when it came to doing it, the practice had paid off. And now my brain understood what to do right this time, and it worked. That seems to be how anything works when it comes to learning new knowledge. And I think we can apply that same understanding to learning the truth, learning truth of topics, and getting into these deep, dark, weird zones. Because it's kind of when you're in it for a while, you forget, like, what am I supposed to do with this stuff? Like, now I know all this crap. What am I supposed to do with this terrible fact about reality that I've just learned? Well, take a break and think about it. Maybe you'll come up with something productive to do. Tell you what, I'll write a book, or I'll make a piece of music, or I'll do something that will communicate the message to others more clearly. And you can get inspiration by going out in the world. And also, I think I explained a little bit of a story in my last video on this, that I kind of was forced to take a break. And I was listening to the anecdote, and again, I'm going to quickly summarize it here. I went into more detail, but basically, before I got kicked off of YouTube for 5 years, because my workplace found the channel and kind of forced me to, or they threatened to demote me. It's kind of like, you can't be a conspiracy theorist and be a manager, Paul. Ooh, you have to step down and be a store assistant or get rid of the channel, you know? And I capitulated. Not a proud moment, but in a way, I'm kind of thankful for those 5 years that I had to take off, because I didn't like who I was becoming before that 5 year break from all of this, because I had been embroiled in like this battle between the map community, if you know what that is, And I was raging at these people trying to normalize the worst kind of behavior, you know. And I released a video about it that got 30 dislikes within like a day. And that's never happened ever on any of my videos. They're always at least about 95% to 100% like to dislike ratio. All of them always have been. So this was unusual. This was an anomaly, you know. And I looked into it and I realized the individual whose article I was ripping apart was a teacher. And a class is about 30 people in the UK. And I realized he had convinced his entire class to mass dislike a video going against his perverted, disgusting ideas. And I was raging. I made this angry video, you know, where I was about to just go absolutely just nuclear on this guy. Just scream and rage about the absolute perversion and disgusting, just everything about this thing. It made my skin crawl, you know. And I never got to release the video because the channel got removed not long after. And in a way, I'm wondering if that was God's way of stopping me from ruining my image in a way, or stopping me from publicly displaying myself in a way that isn't going to work, you know. And I thought to myself, like, I was an angry person then. I was angry, jaded, I was at the end of my tether, I was scared, I was paranoid. The research had got to me. I've been doing it for a good 4 years by that point, and yeah, it started to get to me, you know, and I was starting to lose grips with myself and my mind in many ways, and I was losing who I was. And I didn't like that. Now I look back into it, you know, and it's not only that. I'd been doing it for so long that I'd forgot to take care of the important things, like, you know, having an actual life myself, finding a family, you know, finding a wife, starting a family, building a home, you know, mastering a steady income so I can live comfortably. And you know, the basics weren't getting covered anymore because I was spending too long in the conspiracy stuff. And that 5 years let me sort my life out. And I thank God for that hiatus I was kind of forced to have, where I lived in the world for 5 years as a manager dealing with normal people on a day-to-day basis. And it grounded me. It helped me realize what normal people are. People who don't think about these type of things, people who are just living their life, daily day-to-day life with their own struggles and problems. It's kind of like, yeah, conspiracy is not the be-all and end-all of reality. People's lives are hard enough already without knowing that everything is also out to get them. Like, it's actually really bad. And people just need love and support in general. Not necessarily to know all these terrible things. And it's kind of, and learning how normal people, getting back to reality and realizing how normal people are living their day-to-day lives out of that conspiracy bubble is great. It's great to regain that perspective because it helps me as an individual remember how I'm supposed to talk to people, remember how I'm supposed to present myself and that type of thing. So I come back from this now. I'm on YouTube again for the past 2 years and I'm a much calmer person. I'm not as over-dramatic or over-zealous about these things. I'm less ranty and ravey, more calm and collect and reasoning about these situations. And I'm finding better results than prior. I'm finding people are more open to listening to me than they were before. And it worked, you know. And I thank the break for that. And I tell you guys now, if you feel like you're slipping away a little bit and becoming angry, black-pilled, nihilistic, jaded, depressed, easily agitated, snappy towards loved ones and friends and family, if you're getting in that real dark, negative place, it's time to take a break. Don't watch anything related to conspiracy or anything like that for about a week or two and go and do something that connects you to the world again. And I don't mean the evil construct world. You know, don't go and play video games for 2 weeks. Like, go for a walk in the forest, in the mountains. Go and swim in a lake. Do something useful. Be creative. Go and write some music. Go and draw some pictures or whatever it is. Reignite that hobby, that passion you had prior. Whatever that is. Go and do something like that. Move the body. Okay? Go exercise. I don't know what it is, but whatever it is for you as an individual, go and do it. The world's not going to change. It's still going to be a mess when you come back. You taking that break is not going to change anything. Don't worry. Don't feel guilty. Okay. It was already a mess before you came along, and it's still going to be a mess when you're gone. Right. So you're okay. You can go take a break. We've got this. There's plenty of us out there still here doing what we do. And in a way, this piece of advice really is mainly for the content creators, I suppose, more than anybody, because they're the ones who are really out there getting wound up and dealing with negative comments all the time and attacks and arguing with other people and, you know, dealing with the algorithms and the rest of it and the construct control on top of that and the censorship. And it can get overwhelming and stressful and make you angry. And it's kind of when that starts to happen, they're winning. It's time to just stop, take a breath, go have a break and come back when you've just done some belly breaths, you know, as we say to my toddler, just calm down and come back to the situation and then tackle it as your true self again, as a calm individual again. So there's another piece of advice for you guys. Take a break every now and then.
I want you to get together.